From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN struggles to keep Syrian talks on track. Syrian government and opposition representatives were present in Geneva Monday, but were not yet fully participating in indirect negotiations. UN officials said talks had been scheduled between UN envoy Staffan de Mistura and the Syrian government delegation were postponed. A spokesman for the main opposition group said Monday he had received a positive response from de Mistura on their demands to halt airstrikes and allow the flow of humanitarian aid to rebel-held areas. Both Republican and Democratic candidates are making last-minute appeals to voters in the crucial Midwestern state of Iowa. Jeff Custer reports.
Dawn over the Iowa State House showed the two leading Republican presidential contenders, billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump and conservative Texas Senator Ted Cruz, headed to more rallies on Monday. Other Republican candidates, such as Ohio Governor John Kasich and Florida Senator Marco Rubio, are also meeting with voters. The top Democratic contenders, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, are locked in a tight contest for their party's nod in the first of a long series of state-by-state contests. The Iowa election caucuses will take place Monday evening local time at 1,681 schools, firehouses, and community centers throughout the state.
VOA's Jeff Custer in Washington. The World Health Organization has declared the spread of the Zika virus to be a global public health emergency. At a special meeting of researchers and health officials in Geneva Monday, the WHO said Zika is a public health emergency of international concern, but stopped short of calling for travel or trade restrictions. The WHO predicts the virus, which may be linked to birth defects, could infect as many as 4 million people. This is VOA News.